Hi friends, and welcome back to Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood podcast. Today we're looking at episode 2 entitled Fear and Love. Remember, you can find me at all the usual places, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, under the pseudonym Dr. Daddy K. That's K-A-Y. Or log on to the website www.drdaddyk.com. And go on to the right-hand side column on Contact Me, or under the heading Contact Me, and leave me a little note or ask me a few questions, etc. Thank you for listening to the first podcast, which I put out last week. A great response. Very, very excited with this new venture that I've started alongside my blog. And thank you very much for taking the time to listen and the time to get in contact. But today, episode 2, Fear and Love. Over the summer, that's obviously the Northern Hemisphere summer where I'm currently living, I found myself lost in the local woodlands. It was unbelievably exhilarating. I was that six-year-old boy again, exploring the fields of my local area a few kilometers outside Cape Town. I just felt back there. I rewound to a place of freedom, a place of exploration. And it was wonderful to revisit those feelings all these years later on the other side of the world in the UK. It was an hour of climbing over fallen trees, ducking under low-lying branches and being sporadically poked by stinging nettles. But like all ventures and adventures, I needed to head back home in preparation for some errands, which as adults we have to run sometimes, which is unfortunate. But hey, it's part of growing up. So with tingling skin and sweat on my brow, I decided to incorporate some modern technology, and I pulled out the iPhone, opened Google Maps, which I quickly consulted, and I found exactly where I was, which is great, modern technology. I was lost, but then within an instant, I kind of found myself again. So whilst in the forest, I felt a real sense of freedom, one which I hadn't experienced in childhood. I ran, I walked, I ducked, I climbed. I was that very character which those of you that may have read John Eldridge's book, which was published in 2001, entitled Wild at Heart. Strangely, in my solitude came a real sense of belonging. At that time, in that moment, I was exactly where I wanted to be. In fact, I was exactly where I needed to be. And the words love and fear kept playing over and over in my mind for some reason. There was an element of danger in what I was doing, and the more fear whispered hints of caution into my conscious mind, the more I loved it. A pretty feeble rush, I suppose, for those of you who find real pleasure and leisure in extreme sports, but it was more than just a rush. It was an exhilarating and refreshing experience. Many years ago, one of my oldest and most dearest friends said to me, there are only two real emotions, and these two real emotions are love and fear. I can't actually remember the context of the conversation. In all honesty, this kind of conversation never really was the norm within this friendship of ours. We never spent hours engaging in philosophical debates. We basically just were out on the sports field probably talking about some girl and how she smiled at us this day, that particular day. And it's funny, in the UK, these conversations are called DMCs. Now, it seems that most things in the UK here are abbreviated. And of course, being foreign, I had no idea of what DMC meant. Well, actually, I did. But I was way off scent to what it actually means. It's funny because my church back in South Africa was called DMC. And that stood for Durbanville, which was a small little suburb I grew up about 20 minutes out of Cape Town in. And then Methodist Church. And so when I was having conversations with people in the UK when I moved here 13 years ago, people would say, oh, that's a real DMC. And I was like, wow, Durbanville's on the map. Who knew that people knew about Durbanville Methodist Church? I thought I grew up in this tiny little suburb. And here people are, after any meaningful philosophical conversation, saying, yeah, that's Durbanville Methodist Church. Obviously, it wasn't, and I was a naive 20-something-year-old. DMC stands for Deep Meaningful Conversation. And I obviously got it majorly wrong. Anyway, back to the story. So my mates, my friend and I, we never had DMCs. Like I said, it was always as simple as some girl he or I liked and whether she had smiled at us that day at school. But I somehow remember that he had said to me this idea about the only emotions are love and fear. And at the time, I was studying my undergraduate in psychology, and I kind of had this desperation to prove him wrong. Here I was doing a degree in human behavior, thinking, oh, there's got to be more to life than just love and fear. And I guess this idea has been swirling around in my head ever since. At the time, I obviously wanted to prove this notion false, as I had said. But one element in it all which kept reoccurring was that no matter how hard I tried, I continued to draw the same conclusion. I always came back to the same outcome. At the root of every emotion lies love and fear. That was 18 years ago. And there I was, 18 years later, lost in a forest, reciting these two words over and over again on the other side of the world. Is it really true that we are almost always driven by either fear or love? I want to achieve something in my life, but fear tells me I'm not smart enough, good-looking enough, brave enough, strong enough. And so apathy sets in and mediocrity becomes my mundane reality. And what am I sitting thinking? Thanks, fear. Or how about passion? I love doing this or I love doing that. And so I'm driven to discover more, learn more, engage more. Thanks, love. Racism, hatred, ethnocentrism, apathy, being disinterested, loneliness, lethargy, stoicism, all these kind of things. It's just fear, fear, fear. But passion and wonder and exploration, interest, kindness, joy, discovery, and all of those things. Love, love, love. I'm so hard-pressed to find my friend wrong. 18 years of studying people and their emotion. 18 years of engaging, discovering, learning, asking, telling, advising, being advised, counseling, and being counseled. And all I can come up with is love and fear. And you know what? That's fine. I like that, in fact. Actually, I love it. Fear cripples me whilst love drives me forward. Fear restricts me whilst love lends a hand at discovery. Bringing a child into this world is both utterly terrifying, but also wonderfully worth it, wonderfully joyous. We react out of fear, fear of what they will turn out to be, fear of whether we're going to be doing right by them, fear of failing, fear of falling short, fear of not meeting expectations as a parent. And underneath all that fear, thankfully, lies love. Why are we terrified? Well, it's because we love. We are concerned because we love. We want to do right by our children because we love. We don't want to fall short because we love. And we want to meet expectations. Why? That's pretty obvious. Because of love. Obviously, fear can drive love, and that's a good thing. But fear can also cripple. And at the end of it all, the beauty of it all is that we have a choice. We have a choice to cognitively decide, am I going to choose fear and be driven by fear, or am I going to choose love and be driven by love and by passion? So that walk in the woods really helped me explore this idea of fear and love and just getting out there and being at one with the world and with nature, which is all very trendy these days, being very eco, etc., etc., and getting back to Mother Nature. I'm not really all about that. I'm very much about live your life in a way that's safe and pleases you and you feel comfortable with. But for me, that getting back to nature is a real soul-searching exercise. So thanks again for listening. Next Monday, episode 3 will be out. But for now, friends, have a wonderful week. Goodbye.